It's the pink one in the Glenbuck. Liverpool have drawn 2-1 with Nottingham Forest. I've got Joel Penny, I've got Kiefer McDonald, I've got Damien Cavana, and for me, Damien, it's a game where there's three or four, maybe even five or six pretty encouraging performances from a Liverpool point of view, but you just can't keep conceding a series of daft goals. And today, last week, it's two daft goals. This week, it's two more, different breed of daft goal, but two more daft goals. And if you're going to keep conceding two daft goals a game, you're not going to win many games.
No, that's, and you've summed it up perfectly well, because I thought there were many ways in which it was similar to last week, because the goals are really, they're really tough to take, aren't they? I mean, how route one basic was that first one?
Yeah.
You know, and then afterwards, and then the sort of like, it gets into a bit of a mess. Their striker does well and holds it up, but he shouldn't be allowed to kid everybody that he's offside. He was clearly on, and then it was slow motion watching it, and you're waiting for the ball, hit the back of the net. That was so disappointing, and it just reminds you of last week how disappointing the goals were, the manner of them. You just think, that's such basic. Now, it is teething problems with a new manager, with a new strategy, and there will be a little bit of time before these defenders and these teammates are completely coordinated. So I would like to think that with a bit more training together, a bit more playing together, then those sort of things can be ironed out. Because if you iron those stupid goals out, it weren't that bad. Now, I'm not saying it was marvellous. I don't want to be misquoted. I don't think we were absolutely fantastic. But if you iron those little mistakes out, all of a sudden, there's a bit more encouragement to take from it. So it is teething problems, and it's difficult to remain patient once you're in the Premier League, because there's no excuses. Everyone starts a season at the same time. But one more attacking player is going to make a big difference to this team. I thought little Victor was absolutely marvellous to watch. What a debut. My lad said he was a cross between Dirk Kuyt and Jadon Sakiri. And I thought it was a good description of him, really. Because he was game, kept going, industrious, and he had a bit of a flair. And what a goal to take, what it is. So, you know, the glass is by definition half empty tonight, and I accept that. But the window's not finished yet, and there's a little bit of excitement going forward. And so if we can just get our basics right, then things can look a lot better.